Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. Today we're reading text 4 and 5. I'll read 4 myself and we'll chant 5 together. Text 4. Bala uchura ananeti tirya gatam ulukalam vikarshata matyagena purusha vapya chakshmahi. Translation. Then all the cowherd boys said, "It is Krishna who has done this." When he was in between the two trees, the mortar fell crosswise. Krishna dragged the mortar and the two trees fell down. After that, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our own eyes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's playmates wanted to inform Krishna's father of the exact situation by explaining that not only did the trees break, but out of the broken trees came two beautiful men. All these things happened, they said. We have seen them with our own eyes. Text 5. Na te taduktam jagrahur na kate te ti tasya ta balasyotpatana tarvaho kechit sandigda chetasaha na te taduktam jagrihur Nagate te titasya tat balasya utpatanam sarva tarvo kechit sandigda chetasaha na te taduktam jagrihur Nagate titi sasyata balasyot patanam tarvo kechit sandigda chetasaha na te taduktam jagrihur Nagate titi tasyata balasyot patanam tarvo kechit sandigda chetasa. Tadukam jagrahur. Nagate te titasita. Alasya patanam tarvo. Yechit sandigda chetasa. Vaishnavis, Mate Taduktam Jagrihur, Mate Taduktam Asya Tvartavam Tarvo. Te, all the gopas, taduktam, being spoken by the boys, jagrahu, would accept, nagateta, it cannot be, iti, thus, tasya, of Krishna, ta, the activity, balasya, of a small boy like Krishna, utpatanam, the uprooting, tarvaho, of the two trees, kechit, some of them, Sandigda Chetasaha became doubtful about what could be done because Gargamuni had predicted that this child would be equal to Narayana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Because of intense paternal affection, the cowherd men, headed by Nanda, could not believe that Krishna could have uprooted the trees in such a wonderful way. Therefore, they would not put their faith in the words of the boys. Some of the men, however, were in doubt. Since Krishna was predicted to equal Narayana, they thought, it might be that he could have done it. Please repeat. Because of intense paternal affection, the cowherd men, headed by Nanda, could not believe that Krishna could have uprooted the trees in such a wonderful way. They could not put their faith. Yeah, therefore, they could not put their faith in the words of the boys. Some of the men, however, were in doubt. Since Krishna was predicted to equal Narayan, they thought, it might be that he could have done it. purport. One view was that it was impossible for a small boy like this to have done such a thing as pulling down the trees. But there were doubts because Krishna had been predicted to equal Narayana. Therefore, the cowherd men were in a dilemma. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here's something wonderful has happened. You know, Krishna, little child Krishna, is tied to a wooden mortar and he's dragging it behind him and he goes between two trees and the mortar gets stuck between the two trees and Krishna keeps pulling and the trees break down. And out of the trees come two beautiful, shining men. So the little cowherd friends of Krishna are there to see this happening. You know, the little cowherd boys are there, and they directly observe this. The others, Nanda and the cowherd men, Yashoda and the cowherd women, are not there to directly observe this. So, yeah, I was thinking how this reminded me a little bit about the situation of the material scientists. You know, they're, you know, something, we're in a universe full of life and consciousness and so many complex things. So obviously something wonderful has happened to bring this all about. And there are Vedic sages, realized sages, who are capable of having directly perceiving how this comes about. And they're aware, as Krishna says, at least Krishna's aware of how it all came about. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matat sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, it's all coming from me. And those who are intelligent will understand this and worship me with love and devotion. Of course, there are others who say, asatyama pratishtam te jagat ahur anishwaram. There isn't any God in control. It's just there. It just happened. You know, they're doubtful. So, mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Krishna explains, I am in control of the material energy. It's all, everything is happening, everything that's happening, moving or non-moving, it's going on under my direction. So that is the real truth, but those who aren't capable of directly observing it or who won't believe the authorities when they speak have no idea. They speculate in their own ways. It may be this, it may be like that. So, normally in Vedic epistemology, there are three kinds of evidence, pratyaksha, anumana, and the shabda pramana. So pratyaksha pramana means the evidence of the senses. And normally according to the Vedic epistemology, ordinary sense perception, ordinary pratyaksha, is not very reliable because all of the senses are limited and imperfect. Then there is the anumana pramana, the logical inference. And according to the Vedic epistemology, the normal process of anumana is very imperfect because the mind that we use for logic makes mistakes. It can become illusioned. It can become the victim of cheating. So therefore, it's not very reliable. What's reliable is the shabda pramana. Shabda means transcendental sound. And this transcendental sound emanates from a perfect source, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this sound can be recorded, this transcendental sound can be recorded in the Vedic literature, set down in writing, as Srila Vyasadeva set the Srimad Bhagavatam into writing. So that's considered the most reliable testimony. But beyond that, there is such a thing as transcendental sense perception. Srila Jiva Goswami describes this in his commentary on his own Tattva Sandarbha. He said there's such a thing as Vaidusha Pratyaksha, the sense perception of the liberated, realized sages, and that is reliable evidence. You know, the pratyaksha of a conditioned soul is not reliable. So these boys, these cowherd boys, they're not ordinary conditioned souls. So they're saying, we've seen this with our own eyes, but they've seen it with purified senses. To get to the stage of being a direct participant in Krishna's pastimes, one has to be very, very elevated. So they have realized sense perception, and it's reliable. They observed this pastime of Krishna pulling the mortar, dragging it between the two trees, pulling down the two trees, and the two shining, beautiful men coming out. So that perception, which they saw with their own eyes, that is reliable. And this is this kind of spiritual direct perception is also acknowledged in the Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Raja Vidyam Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyaksharvagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartam of Yayam. So it's a very nice verse. Raja Vidya, Krishna says, this knowledge that he's speaking, the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, which gives information about the soul, the super soul, and the supreme soul, the supreme personality of Godhead. This is the king of education, the king of all knowledge. You know, people are striving after knowledge, but what is the use of the knowledge, you know, that they're learning in school? What is the ultimate benefit at the time of death of that kind of knowledge? Not worth very much at all, because it doesn't really solve the real problems of existence, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. The intelligent person sees that the real problems to solve are birth, death, old age, and disease. So Yes, you can study engineering. Yes, you can study computer programming. Yes, you can study politics. You can study so many things. And if they're engaged in Krishna service, they may have some utility. But apart from that, they don't have any ultimate utility in terms of helping the soul make real progress in attaining the ultimate goal of life. So Rajavidya, Rajaguyam, Krishna says, this is the most confidential knowledge. It's the secret of all secrets. So there are such things as confidential knowledge. You know, the NSA, the other spy agencies, they have the ability to, you know, your phone, even it's turned off, they can turn it on, they can listen to you, they can turn on the camera, they can see what you're doing. It's supposed to be secret, but sometimes they let it out. So Krishna's pastimes are very confidential. This knowledge is very confidential. It's secret. Normally it's not let out. Krishna says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. I'm not visible to everyone. I'm covered by my spiritual potency, by the curtain of the yoga maya. But Krishna's letting us have a glimpse of his confidential pastimes and the confidential teachings that he gives in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the secret of all secrets, the most confidential knowledge. But one has to be qualified in order to receive it. Now, my father was an intelligence officer in the United States Air Force. So he had a security clearance, which means he had access to things. Satellite photographs of Russian missile installations, all kinds of information about Russian troop movements and things like that. Things that an ordinary person wouldn't have access to because they don't have the right security clearance. So what we are doing in devotional service is we're qualifying ourselves to receive this most confidential information, the secret of all secrets, what's really going on beyond all illusion and doubt. So, Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idamutamam. It's the purest of all knowledge. You know, Srila Prabhupada once said, this transcendental knowledge is, what do you say, Sura, antiseptic and prophylactic. Antiseptic means it can purify anything that has been contaminated, and prophylactic means it can prevent something from being contaminated by anything, even a very powerful contaminant. Chaito Darpana Marjanam, Lord Chaitanya prayed, his Sankirtan movement. The purpose is to purify consciousness, to cleanse the mirror of the mind so that it reflects properly the true knowledge of the soul and the supreme soul and the process of devotional service. So pavitram idam uttamam, and then most relevant for the point I'm trying to make, pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. It's the perfection of religion because it delivers direct perception of the self. and also the Supreme Self, and ultimately the spiritual world. So this word pratyaksha is used in this verse. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. This is the perfection of religion because it delivers direct perception of these things. And ultimately that's what we're striving for. Not ordinary perception through our conditioned senses, but perception through the purified senses and purified mind and purified intelligence. And that can be relied upon. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santa sadaiva hridyesha valokayanti yam shama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena. When the eyes have been purified by prema, love of Krishna, and bhakti, the process of devotional service, then a person, a santa, a saint, a true saint, who has this prema and bhakti, santa sadaiva hridyesha valokiyanti, such a saint can always see within his heart the form of Krishna. Of course, sometimes even Krishna appears in this material world and makes himself visible, but if somebody is not a saintly person, they can't really see Krishna. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, avajananti mam mudha manushim tanam ashritam. You know, the foolish, they disregard me, they disrespect me when they see my human-like form. So this spiritual pratyaksha is possible, but one, in order to engage in it, one has to have purified senses. Like Arjuna, when Krishna wanted to reveal to him his universal form, then Krishna told Arjuna, I have to give you Divya Chakshu. I have to give you divine eyes because nobody has really seen this form before, but I'm going to give you divine eyes so that you can see it. So that is what we're striving ultimately to attain, the divine vision by which we will be like these cowherd boys, able to directly observe Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grayam Indrayai Sevan Mukha Jivadao Swayameva Sparatyada. Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, form, associates, abode, etc., cannot be perceived by the gross material senses. Save on Mukhi Jivada, but by engaging the senses in devotional service, the senses can gradually become purified to the point where these things can be perceived by those purified spiritual senses. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sukham atyantikam yat tat buddhigrayam adindriyam. In that transcendental position, one enjoys boundless happiness perceived through transcendental senses, ati indriyam. You know, that means kind of supra senses, beyond the ordinary senses, atendriyam. So going back, you know, to that verse, pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, Srila Prabhupada in his purport mentions there's a verse from the Vedanta Sutra, Prakashas Cha Karmyam Abhyasat. And he explains that verse from Vedanta Sutra means by engaging in the activities of devotional service, one will be able to achieve direct perception of the absolute truth. And Srila Prabhupada says, and that is pratyaksha. So that kind of pratyaksha we want. We want to come to the point of being able to directly perceive with our spiritual senses the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as a step towards that, you know, Krishna is making himself available in so many different forms to our current senses, which can become purified. Krishna is making himself available in the form of prasadam. So we can taste prasadam with the tongue, and then gradually that will sense will become purified. Krishna is making himself visible in the form of the deity to our eyes. By looking at the deity with the eyes in a spirit of love and devotion and service, gradually the eyes will become purified. And so with all of the different senses, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikalasya pivastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. Iha means desires. Iha yasya harer dasye. One's only desire should be to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Karmana manasa gira, by one's activities, by one's thoughts, by one's words, one should desire to serve Krishna. And if one does that successfully, then one attains the platform of jivan mukta, liberated even within this world. So here we're being given a glimpse of Krishna's spiritual pastimes. It's very interesting. The little cowherd boys, they've observed this pastime of Krishna. They've seen it, and they're trying to explain it to the cowherd men, but they're having a hard time accepting it. You know, because of their rasa, which is vatsalya rasa, parental rasa, you know, they're seeing Krishna as this little child, and they find it hard to accept that he could do something so amazing. But some of the cowherd men are recalling, oh, Garga Muni said this child is actually equal to Narayan, so maybe he could do it, they're thinking. But the cowherd boys, little cowherd boys, they've directly perceived it, and we can eventually come to that state where we can directly perceive these things, and we should aspire to that. Okay, any comments or questions? Bhrigupati Prabhu. If there's a microphone, we can have it. If there isn't, I'll just repeat your question. Okay, the question is, why are there so few people that are willing to make the effort to come to this platform of spiritual pratyaksha? Well, Krishna himself notes this in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasresu kashchid yatiti siddhaye yatitam apisiddhanam kashchan ramveti tatvataha. Out of 1,000 persons, only one is interested in pursuing this type of endeavor. And among those who do, only a few actually achieve the perfectional stage. Now, that may be because here in the material world, the souls have come to forget Krishna and to try to enjoy sensory experiences apart from him. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakari Nikatasha Mayatari Japati Adari. The souls in this material world have turned from Krishna. Why? Bhogavancha, to enjoy material sense gratification through their material senses. Bhogavanchakari. And therefore they become trapped in this material world. So that is the default situation of a conditioned soul in the material world. But Krishna is giving every opportunity. It is theoretically possible for any conditioned soul, each and every one of them, to achieve this spiritual pratyaksha and be able to perceive their real selves and the Supreme Self and the spiritual reality, which is their real home. It's possible for everyone. Everyone has been given the opportunity. They just have to exercise their free will in the proper way. But at the present moment, they're exercising their free will in another way. But as servants of Lord Chaitanya, we nevertheless try to give them every opportunity. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.